Jet Life Top 3 Countdown. Top defenses in Jets history. Number 3, 1968.
The 68 defense, when you look back on the Super Bowl team, Joe Namath got all the headlines, and rightfully so. He was Broadway Joe.
Over the years, I talked to Joe Namath about that 68 team, and one of the first things he always says is that defense never gets enough credit.
Think about what they were up against in the Super Bowl, being 3-touchdown underdogs to a juggernaut team from the established league.
Go back to the Super Bowl. They carried that team.
Intercepted.
And they were complete on every level.
They give up 1 touchdown and take the ball away 3 times.
They did it as a team.
If you talk to probably all those guys that were part of that Super Bowl team, it's not just one guy.
That ball is deflected by the linebacker, Larry Grant.
That 68 defense better get their due, because they were as big a reason as any as to why the Jets ended up becoming world champion.
Number 2, 1981.
1981, I was drafted to the Jets. Clark Gaines began to teach me about professional football. The one thing that Clark knew that I didn't know were the beasts on the other side of the ball.
When the sack exchange was put together, you could see that it was going to be a special group. But I don't think anyone ever saw them becoming as good as they ended up being.
That group really captivated fans' imagination. You had something for everybody.
And they were young at that time. Talk about hungry, man. Young lions, forget about it. Oh, did I say lion? Because that was one of them. Marty Lyons.
Now we're talking!
Abdul Salam, Marty Lyons, Joe Klecko, and Mark Gastineau. That's a pretty good group.
Number 1, 2009.
That Jets defense was dominant.
The reason I think that's the top defense in Jet history is because that defense went into every game knowing exactly how they had to play, that the game was on them.
Under Rex Ryan, what the Jets did in 2009 was unbelievable.
From the back end to the front, you had guys who were just, they were the best at what they did.
Revis was the guy who was, you know, used on the other team's top receiver every time. And that really became the staple of his career.
You couldn't run against them. They were going to take that away.
That defense played at an otherworldly level and had to, and they knew it, and went in with the weight of the world kind of on their shoulders every week, and they still did it. So to me, that's the best defense they've ever had.